Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. Happy to be back with Mike Spain, the associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, the issue of oil coming through on trains through the Port of Albany has been in the news recently, and, well, there's been a derailment.
Yeah, authorities are investigating the derailing of four tank cars that were carrying the Bakken crude oil from North Dakota just south of the city of Albany in the Kenyard Rail Yard. That happened Monday morning around 4:30. And for delaying the reporting of that incident, the railroad company, Canadian Pacific Railway, whose trains were involved, will be fined $5,000. That's the maximum under state law, according to the story today by our business editor, Eric Anderson. The four cars remained upright, and there was no leakage, according to the State Department of Transportation, which announced the fine later in the day. State law requires that railroads report derailments of freight trains carrying hazardous cargo to the State Department of Transportation within an hour following the accident. The company waited nearly 5 hours till after 9 a.m. to report the incident. The railroad company's officials said it was a low-speed incident. There were no injuries, no leakage, no environmental concerns, and no public safety issues. But they did confirm that the cars contained Bakken crude oil, which had been the subject of much controversy. Inspectors from the Federal Railroad Administration in the state will investigate the derailment. They believe it was caused by a broken switch point. While minor, the incident does come as Governor Andrew Cuomo and other state officials are pressing the Obama administration to tighten safety standards in the wake of several derailments in which tank cars carrying Bakken crude oil have exploded into flame in other places.
We go from oil tankers to casinos, and around our region, in the New England states, so we're seeing this kind of negotiation going on, and in the Capital Region, arts leaders lobbying to make sure they get a fair shake out of the deal.
Yes, arts groups are concerned that the casinos will take away a lot of their customers and a lot of their audience. So they're pressing the casino operators and the state to have a role in the entertainment venues that are part of the new casinos. Some of the arts directors are pressing that the casinos keep their seats to no more than 1,000 seats and that they share a small percentage of the gaming revenues with the local arts groups, and are suggesting that even the casinos be required to hire managers from the local entertainment and arts groups to run the entertainment venues at the casinos. And this comes as state officials are requiring at least a $135 million investment from the sponsors of these casinos, which seems like a lot of money. But according to James Featherston Hall, who's one of the developers trying to put a casino in, that's a reasonable amount, and they probably will have to invest more to make these casinos fly.